clear the decks a bit here. There we go. All that just for one piece of paper. Wow. Isn't it amazing when you feel the presence of God in this place? As I was sat there and I could smell incense. And just the perfume in this place has changed because of the presence of God in this house. Wow. And to hear people praying and knowing that God is listening to every word. I've been away on holiday. Camping. Oh, the joys of camping. We had rain. Hey, but God blessed us. It happened over one night. Wow. And then we enjoyed the rest of the wind blew as well. Oh, do you know what it sounds like in a tent when the wind blows? And the rain comes down and, oh. God, we're on holiday. The tent stood up to it. I had no doubt. Well, I led there for an hour praying, God, please don't let us blow away. We're 30 foot from the edge of the cliff. If the tent's going to blow, let it blow inland. You know, when you said about healing on the streets, yesterday as I was going for my annual or weekly polish across the road to the bar, it was only across the road, and I was come down the steps, stood on the pavement, and a man came up to me that I knew in the church in Bristol where I was pastoring, and he stood and passed the time of day and asked me how I was getting on, and I was polite and passed the time of day with him, and how are you? And then all of a sudden he said, well, I think about it, please pray for my nephew. He's got cancer of the bowel. It's not looking good. He's 41 years old. I've been to my church and I've asked them to pray. He said, but nobody prayed. Nobody prayed for him. Because I said, Steve, okay, I'll get the church praying. I'll get the church in Bridgewater praying for his name is James. I'll get the church in Bridgewater praying, and they do pray. And I said, apart from that, let's pray right now. Right on the corner of the street. Let's pray for James's healing right now. Wow. And let's give thanks to God for what's going to happen in that man's life. My subject this morning is the grateful man. And it's about saying thank you. Dioch. Gracias. Danke. Dziękuję. Tak. You ought to know that one. Yes, I thought you would. Ekele. Igbo. That's the Igbo language, okay? Obrigado. Morantang, Scottish, yeah. Sukrani, Nanri, Ope, Toda, thank you, thank you. And for any of those that can speak any of those languages, I do apologize for any mispronunciation. The Polish is okay. It's the Hebrew that I have trouble with. Toda, yes. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Do you know, when I went to the Anglican Church as a small choir boy, many years, well, not that long ago. The Anglican Church has certain ways of doing things, don't they? Yeah. And during part of the service, they would all stand. And you know, if you're in an Anglican church, always make sure you sit behind somebody that's been going to that church for a long time, because only they know when to stand up and sit down. Yeah. I think it's great. You go into a church and somebody stands up and everybody else stands up. And they only wanted to stand up to go out to the toilet. So everybody else is stood there thinking, oh, and they all sit down again. And it's very strange. I think they should have a conductor of standing and sitting. So they send. Yeah. But then partway through the service, they all stand. So all stand. Yeah, that's all of you. All stand. Yes. Yeah, there we go. Those that can. It can't just pretend. And then they sing something like, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen." Okay, you can sit down. It's giving praise to Father. It's giving thanks to God. Luke 17, 11 to 19. "Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem, and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there 10 not cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" Wow. You know, one of the first things that we teach children is to say thank you. Yes, you give them a sweet. And what do you say? And what do you say? And what do you say? Well, you're not getting another one until you do. And we go on and on and on as though it's the most important thing that they should learn first. Thank you. Thank you. I remember going to my great aunt's house. She lived in a posh house in Bath, in the Paragon. She didn't just have one, she had 5 floors. Oh, she was very posh. And my grandmother took us there one day for tea. And so we went into this dining room, you know, with the chandeliers and the sat at this posh table with silver teapots and bone china. And, oh, absolutely amazing. And there on the table were the most fantastic cream cakes. Not like the ones you get from Greg's now. Oh, they're disappointing now, aren't they? I went in there for a fresh cream apple turnover. And could this be it? Oh, for some of you, it was a mouthful. For me, I had to take two bites. But these cream cakes, they, oh. And I reached out my hand to take one. Bang! Oh! You don't take one until you're offered. So, I had to wait until everyone else was offered a cake. I knew the one I wanted. It was given everybody the evil eye. You take that cake. Don't you dare take that cake. And then when it came round to my turn, I had this. It was a cream cake. And I took it and put it on my plate. And my aunt. And what do you say, man? And I said, that's not the one I wanted. She took it back from me. You're not having that cake until you know what to say. I said, well, you can take your cake. And you can eat it because I don't want it now. It's not the one I wanted anyway. And then I turned at her and I went, thank you very much. We're taught to say thank you at a very early age. But you know, as we progress, as we grow older, some of us forget those things that we were taught. And you know, when you men especially, when you walk through a door and you hold the door open for someone and allow a lady to walk through. Yes? Yeah, yeah. And then she walks through. And then sarcastic, you say, it's okay, don't bother to say thank you, will you? Or you're driving your car and you allow someone to pull out. Yes? You've been there, haven't you? Well, he didn't even say thank you. He didn't even put his hand up and say thank you. Ten lepers were healed. Nine walked off. Probably thanking their good fortune. One came back and gave praise to God. Wow. There are times in our lives when we need to say thank you. My next door neighbor, she'd been my next door neighbor for almost 40 years. Stella, her name was. She died 2 weeks ago. I'm doing her funeral on Wednesday. And each Sunday evening, I would go in and sit with her, but not until Songs of Praise had finished. She couldn't get out of the house, so Songs of Praise was her church. I do love singing along with them, she said. And I do pray every night. Every night before I go into bed, I say thank you to God. I said, what do you say thank you to God for, Stella? Well, I thank him for Don. And Don died 2 years ago. I thank him every night for the time that I spent with Don, almost 60 years. And then I thank him for my grandchildren. And then I thank him for my daughter. And then I thank him for you lot next door. That takes a while, she said. But every night, she said thank you to God for another day. And when she woke in the morning, the first words from her lips were, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for another day. And when I went to see her for the last time in hospital, she said, God is so good. And I look at Stella, she's fighting for breath. And she would take her mask off, her oxygen mask off, and say, God is so good. I said, Stella, leave your mask on. You don't need to take that mask off. Just speak through it. We'll hear you. I'm not taking it off for you, she said. I'm taking it off for God. I want to make sure he hears me. I want to make sure that he knows how thankful I am. There are times when God stands there waiting for that thank you that never comes. But does he cast a lightning bolt down on us? There you are. That's for not saying thank you. Does he take that cream cake away for not saying thank you? No. God is gracious. God is loving. But I can just see that tear in his eye. You see, we come before God and we ask of God, don't we? We ask for healing, as we have this morning. See, God gave us Jesus. Those of us that know Jesus, he gave us eternal life. Hey, he need not give us anything else. Nothing. He doesn't have to. And yet he does. He pours out his grace and his mercy and his blessing. He heals us. He's there when we want someone to talk to. He doesn't have to do that. But God is a God of love. God pours out his blessing upon us. And there are times when we just take it and walk away. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And yes, there are times in my life when I've just taken and not given God the glory. There's a story told of a young man that left university with top grades. He attended church. And somebody said, "But who do you attribute your top grades to?" He said, "Well, to me, I worked hard for them." He left university, I got a top job. £100,000 a year. Company car. Nice house. And the same man that asked him about his grades, he said, "So, everything you've got here, it's great, isn't it?" "Yes, I've worked hard for it. I've worked really, really hard for it." And you know, that's good. Yes, God doesn't mind you working hard for what you got. But hey, give him the glory as well. I am where I am today because of him. I went through Bible college and was ordained because of him. Because he was with me. I went to a tiny little chapel up the road and was blessed and healed because of him. And I met that woman at the back. Yeah, the one laughing with a blue, yes. Because of him. There are things that happen in our life because God has allowed them to happen. And we need to thank him for the good stuff that happens in our lives. You know, we also need to thank him for when stuff doesn't go quite right. My mum's in hospital. Do I thank him for kidney failure? I thank him because I have another chance to go and talk to her about Jesus. My next door neighbor. And her husband. I went when her husband died, it was me that went into the house and found him dead. And before I could say anything to his wife, to Stella, she said, "Thank God that he didn't suffer." Wow. And Stella's daughter, yesterday when I spoke to her about the funeral arrangement, she said, "You know, I don't go to church, and yeah, I think there is a God, and I really thank him that Mum didn't really suffer. She just died peacefully." And so when stuff happens in your life, find a way of saying thank you. And if you can't think of anything, then just think, "Well, I'm still breathing." If you're not still breathing, then it's too late anyway. Thank him for the breath that you take. Thank him for the fact that he still loves you. And you know, he still loves you even when you don't say thank you. Isn't he great? Isn't that fantastic? Now, I went onto my computer, my Bob thingy. You know? Yeah, it's PCs. Is it PCs on the desk? That's it. And I thought, I'm going to put into the search engine, thank you. And then all this stuff came up and... Blimey. So I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll go into Bible Gateway. Anybody use that? Yeah? Bible Gateway. And put in thank you. And there are pages and pages and pages and pages. Because it's not just saying thank you. It's giving God praise. Giving God glory. Giving what is due to him. I just wrote a few of them down. John 6:11. Now this is Jesus. And Jesus is giving thanks to God. Wow. Jesus then took the loaves and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated. Likewise also of the fish, as much as they wanted. Jesus gave thanks for the bread. It's a simple thing, like a loaf of bread, and he gave thanks for it. Acts 27:35. Having said this, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of all, and he broke it and began to eat. Something as basic as bread, and he gave thanks to God. Psalm 92:1-3. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night, with the 10-stringed lute and the harp, with resounding music upon the lyre. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Psalm 100. Wow, this is a great verse, isn't it? Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Wow. Well, you're sat there right now. Just think. What can I give thanks to God for? Right now. Right now. And those of you brave, just call it out. Wow. Amen. Amen. Wow. There's a song that I think it's Matt Redman sings it, "Abide with Me." Don't let me fall. And don't let go. Abide with me. And I have to go careful when I play it. If I play it in the car, I have to stop because the tears just run down my face. And I thank God that he abides with me no matter what I'm going through. That he abides with me. Even those times when I want to turn my back on him and don't let him see what I'm doing, he abides with me. And he said he will never leave me or forsake me. What a promise. What a promise. And they're able to give thanks. Give thanks to God. That every step I take, he's already taken it. That every place I'm going to, he's already been there. And for the mission time next week, wow, he's already speaking through people about that mission. And yes, you're right. It may not happen all at once. You know, so often we want fast food Christianity, don't we? I want it all and I want it now. God, do it now. Hey, who died and made you God? My time, God says. My timing. And I expect to see people healed. I expect to see people healed on the streets. I expect people to see people healed in this church. You know, I signed up to that Bridgewater Matters. And I see last week that there were Mormons out on the street in Bridgewater. Wow. Is it time we got out there and gave them the truth? Isn't it time we got out there and told them what it really means to be a Christian? And Lord, we give you thanks for every life that is touched in this town. And we pray, Lord God, for that ripple effect to go out from this town to the villages around this town. Lord, we ask for the nation to be touched. That yes, Bridgewater won't be known as just a place of carnival. That it will be known as a place where God, by his Holy Spirit, is moving in the lives of his people. And I urge you now, if you've not signed up for anything for that week of mission, then sign up. Be a part of what God is doing in this place. The 9 o'clock, is it 9 o'clock? 9:30. Well, get here half an hour early then. You make sure you're a lot late. 9:30, prayer warriors in this place. And you think, oh, but it's an hour and a half. I can't pray for that long. Come and be in his presence. And if you can't get here at 9:30, then get here at 9:31. No, seriously, it takes place from 9:30 till 11. You can come and you can go as you need to. There is no clocking in clock. Just come and go. But please, be a part of it. Be a part of praying in what God wants to do in this town. And remember to give him thanks. You know, there's a time in America, I think, is it November, the last Thursday in November, or the third Thursday in November, where they have that big celebration, that Thanksgiving. Wow. I've been to a couple of those. My word. Don't they know how to give thanks for their food anyway? It's a very important part of the American culture. The sad fact is that not all of them know what they're giving thanks for. They don't know that they're giving thanks to God for that country, for that nation. Isn't that sad? We have no excuse. We know. We know. We know who to give thanks to. Amen? Amen. Remember, church. Remember. God's not going to take away your cream cake because you haven't said thank you. But remember to give him thanks for all that he's done for all that he's doing and for all that he is going to do. Amen? Hallelujah.